Krishna Book, Canto 5, Bharatiya Rasa, Chapter 46, Scene 10, The Super Excellent Type of Self-Realization. After living in Vrindavana for some days, Uddhava desired to go back to Krishna, and so he begged permission to leave from Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Uddhava had a farewell meeting with the gopis, and taking permission from them also, Uddhava mounted his chariot to start for Mathura. When Uddhava was about to leave, all the inhabitants of Vrindavana, headed by Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda, came to bid Uddhava goodbye and presented him with various kinds of valuable goods secured in Vrindavana. They expressed their feelings with tears in their eyes due to intense attachment for Krishna. All of them desired benediction from Uddhava. They desired always to remember the glorious activities of Krishna and wanted their minds to be always fixed upon Krishna's lotus feet. Their words always engaged in glorifying Krishna, and their bodies always engaged in bowing down and constantly remembering Krishna. This prayer of the inhabitants of Vrindavana is the super excellent type of self-realization. The method is very simple. To fix the mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna, to talk always of Krishna without passing on to any other subject matter, and to engage the body in Krishna's service constantly. Specifically, in this human form of life, one should engage his or her life, his or her resources, words, and intelligence for the service of Lord Krishna. Such kinds of activities only can elevate a human being to the highest level of perfection. This is the verdict of all authorities. The inhabitants of Vrindavana thus said, "By the will of the Supreme Authority, and according to the results of our own work, we may take our birth anywhere. It does not matter where we are born, but our only prayer is that we may simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness." A pure devotee of Lord Krishna never desires to be promoted to the heavenly planets or even promoted to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan because he or she has no desire for one's own personal satisfaction. A pure devotee regards both heaven and hell to be on an equal level. Without Krishna, heaven is hell, and with Krishna, hell is heaven. And so, when Uddhava had sufficiently honored the worship of the pure devotees of Vrindavana, Uddhava returned to Mathura and to his master Krishna. After offering respects by bowing down before Lord Krishna and Balaram, Uddhava began to describe the wonderful devotional life of the inhabitants of Vrindavana. Uddhava then presented all of the gifts given by the inhabitants of Vrindavan to Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, and Ugrasena, grandfather of Krishna. Thus ends Canto 5 of Krishna Book, entitled Bharatiya Rasa.